was looking for Jim's address and I couldn't find it. I guess I lost him. I don't know where he is. So. He's fine. He'll be going home in, what, 3 weeks. Well, I did my income tax today. I had to go over and fill out the long form because I made over $200 in interest and dividends. $249. I get $43 back. If I wasn't over here in Vietnam, I'd have to pay tax to the federal government. Isn't that such a, terrible thought? Boy. Because I get $500 a month deductible over here while I'm here. So that's 6 months tax-free. And that makes a difference, boy. That makes the difference. They only taxed me on half of what I made last year. Which is nice. Of course, when I was living in Baltimore, they were paying me $11 a day, which was tax-free, extra. Which was very nice. I could live in a nice little apartment there. And all that glorious heat. Well, slide tape show, I'm going to bring one with me to Japan and give to you. I've got two here and I'm expecting another one in the mail pretty soon. Make it before I leave here. Make it when another roll of film gets here. So, I'm just so full of talk, I'm so sleepy. I slept 9 o'clock last night to 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were sort of off and on sleep in the office until 6:30 this morning. Slept from 6:30 till 10. Wandered around here at the camp for a while this morning, taking pictures of all that stuff. Signing for some money. Slept from 3:30 until 5 tonight. And I'm still sleepy. The only thing that you wanted to know on your tape was Tokyo or Jim's address.
Well, I'll do my damnedest to get to Tokyo. Thanks for the maps. I shouldn't have any trouble at all with those maps.
And, oh, money. That's what you want. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, if you feed me while I'm there, I'll take care of everything else. I shouldn't have any trouble getting there, I hope. I shouldn't have any trouble getting there. I don't anticipate having any trouble getting there. And, I don't plan to spend much money when I'm there, that's for sure. And it doesn't cost anything to get from here to there, that's for sure. And the Army owes me my February paycheck yet. And I have $100 here. So, plus $350 every month goes in the bank, which by now, 6 months is getting up there. It'd be quite a lot of money at 10% per year. But you figure out that 10% is only going to get paid on 1 month, 1 month's money, because you only get 5% for the last six months. You know, it isn't such a great deal after all. But I guess it's better than nothing. What the heck? I don't see it and I don't need it, so it's good it stays in the bank. I figured out I made 14% on every, on my shares, you know, $12.89 a share. They paid me $260-some-odd for my 300 shares or whatever I own. I don't know how many shares or whatever I own. I figured it out. It was 14% on each share is what I made. 14% return in 3 months for each share. Now, my figuring is never the greatest, but that seems awful high. It seems awful good. I can't kick about that. Right? Right. Made my interest to $7, and I made my... I made my interest to $7, and that's what they paid me as a dividend. And then they paid me, so much per share more as a capital gains or something like that, you know? And I figured that my balance against the rising cost of living. So I came out okay. I are happy I bought that. I are very happy I bought that. Well, I can just hang on to it for 10 or 20 years and just forget about it. With $10,000 put away in it, I won't have anything to worry about in the long run. I hope. Yeah, that was a little exciting last night. Just a little exciting. Thing that burned us up, they wouldn't let us go back to bed after it was, you know, it was over. And it only, like I say, 10 minutes and it was finished. And they ran out of mortar rounds and were running out of the hills, but we had to stay awake. And then nobody was next door in the S1 shop, so every time the phone rang, I had to get up and go next door and answer the phone. Oh, that burned me up. Ooh. So, everything's okay. Put the paperwork in today for a new Jeep. Turn the old one in, and then we turn to send the paperwork down on a train, and they get us a new one, fly it up here. Wow, a new Jeep, just what we need. This one's only got 47,000 miles on it. That's pretty good for an army vehicle, as far as anybody's concerned. You know, 47,000 miles. Used to be an old MP Jeep back in the States. Back in the land of the big PX. They talk about big PXs. There's not a PX in the States yet that's impressed me with having anything in it that I'd want to buy. And these over here aren't so hot either. There seems to be a transportation problem, however. A logistics and supply problem. I'm glad Aunt Mary and Logan enjoyed the tape. I will write them a letter. I have written Dorothy, but I guess I do owe Grandma a letter. It has been a while. And, yes, Japan will be a pleasant break. I am looking eagerly forward to getting out of here. I'm getting a little fed up with Vietnam and the people over here. Not so much the Vietnamese, but the Americans. It's time for change. 6.5 months finished now. Al saw our papers the other day in the train, and they said for the 20th of October. He figures that's a typographical mistake. It should be the 2nd of October. Which means I'll be back in California on the 3rd if I don't take my trip through the Middle East. I don't know if I'll do that or not yet. I got 3 months to make up my mind. It'd be kind of a nice trip to take. Who knows? Even though it doesn't look like there's much tape on here, it's a good 15 minutes. I really wish you wouldn't save it. But since you're always putting one in the system, it doesn't really matter. I haven't got an awful lot to say. I did enjoy the tape. It was very good. The last one that you made, Mom made most of it. Very casual and relaxed. I really did enjoy that. Much better than the tear-jerking kind that were coming over at first. So, if I didn't tell you what the date was, it's the 9th, April the 9th, Sunday. You should get this about the 13th on Thursday. So we'll see you later.